know what show it is. It's Insta-Death Survivor Support Group. I'm Brian Hazard, your ever-eager explorer of all games narrative.
And you're listening to a bonus episode with
Stuart Lloyd. You know what I miss?
What do you miss?
I miss seeing people in public.
I miss that too.
What if we talked about some opportunities to see people in public to kick this episode off?
Oh, that would be great, because I think I need more practice on seeing people in public after the last couple of years.
Is there anything, any way that we could find some fellow game book lovers?
Well, yes. If on the 3rd of September, you're in the University of West London, you will see a lot of game book fans at Fighting Fantasy Fest 4.
Nice. That sounds like fun. Can I tell you how sad I am that I can't just up and go to London?
How sad would you be, Brian?
How sad is he? sad enough to try and engineer a reason to be there. I might find a way.
You've got about 6 months to do it. And it'll be a big Fighting Fantasy Fest, because it'll be the 40th anniversary of Fighting Fantasy as well.
Oh, that is big.
There's plenty of talks to go to. So there will be artists and authors talking about their work. That's what happened last year. There will be people who are willing to sign your game books. So Steve and Ian will sign your game books, and the artist will sign their game books, or you could buy their art. There will be role-playing games based on game books to do. So there was plenty of advanced Fighting Fantasy to do. You can swap game books as well. There was like a game book swapping thing. There's loads of things. It's like a game book lover's dream come true. And they don't happen very often. So You need to make the most of them. It's only the fourth one since, I think, 2016 might have been the first one.
You know what my dream is, Stuart?
What's your dream?
My dream is that whenever I'm faced with a decision point, that I would have the decisions listed for me. Like, here are your choices that you can make.
It would be, yeah. It'd be like, it would make life a lot easier.
Yes, of course, if you chose the wrong thing, you would instantly die.
but then what you could do is you could have a magic hand. You could turn it back.
That's perfect, man. Okay, so let's backtrack then. If I can't wait until September to see other people in person, perhaps I'm willing to engage in the community in other ways.
Oh, well, brilliant. Right, well, there's a couple of things going on now. So I mentioned ages ago about the Lindenbaum competition, which was me wanting to continue the tradition of the Windhammer competition. Mm-hmm. Well, we had 16 entries.
That's really awesome.
Which is amazing. Awesome.
Let's set the scene again for people. What is Lindenbaum?
A game book competition for short game books of 100 sections or fewer, or 25,000 words. And a bit of history, there used to be a competition called the Windhammer competition, which was a competition for the same thing, and it sort of stopped in 2016, and I thought maybe we could revive it. I named it after an entry I made called the Lindenbaum Memory Palace, and yes, I've had 16 people sending their entries, which I'm really chuffed about. I didn't realize it would be that much. That's almost as much as the most that entered the Windhammer.
What comes next with Lindenbaum?
The game book should be released sort of mid-February. I'm currently sort of putting covers on and hyperlinking them. So they'll come out, and then the judging is actually done by the readers. They all have to email with three game books that they're going to vote for, their best three. And that's going to happen until sort of late March. And then the results will be announced sort of 2 weeks later, in sort of mid-April. So get down to my blog when that comes out in a couple of weeks, and then have a look at all the game books there.
Awesome. And what's the URL for your blog?
www.lloydofgamebooks.com.
People put in their hard work to write these competition entries, and they would love to have your participation. And thank you for organizing that, Stuart. You're a paragon of the community.
Oh, thank you. It's my pleasure. I mean, every morning was like Christmas when I'd check on my email to see if I'd got a new game book. And most of the time I had, because I had 16 entries. It's like really exciting. I've got another event. We're having an International Game Book Day on the 27th of August, which is the actual day Fighting Fantasy started in 1982. So this is online. This was a COVID idea that sort of stuck around. Last year would probably have been a Fighting Fantasy Fest, but because of COVID, there wasn't one, because they're every 2 years. So instead, Jonathan Green put together International Game Book Day. And so he's doing it again. Can I mention just one more thing? There are these events called You Are the Beeros. So they started out as people going to pubs in the UK, but then COVID happened, so they're now online. So if you join some Facebook game book groups, you'll probably see them. They sort of once every couple of months or so.
It's funny. I have joined a couple of quote-unquote bureaus, and I didn't know the history of why they were called bureaus, and now I do. You are the bureau. That's clever.
I wish I thought of it.
Stuart, thanks as always for coming and sharing your passion for game books.
Well, thank you for having me. It's great being here.
On that note, survivors out there, if you ever know of some game book news that you would like to see covered, you can send it my way. I'll pass it on to Stuart because he keeps a blog at lloydofgamebooks.com. I appreciate everyone for listening, and we'll catch you in the next episode. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to support the show, become a patron at patreon.com/instadeath. A special thanks to our guests and to the contributors who helped make the show better than I ever could on my own. Intro music graciously provided by Jesse Johnson, aka Zenoda. Find more great music by searching Jesse Johnson or Zenoda, spelled with an X, on YouTube and most major streaming platforms. Podcast cover art generously contributed by Patrick O'Neill. You can learn more about Pat's art on his Facebook page, Pat O'Neill Art.